From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu vowed Monday his country would rid its border region of Islamic State militants. The remark follows Sunday's suicide bombing at a Kurdish wedding that killed at least 54 people. Turkish authorities are trying to identify Sunday's bomber. They are backing away from earlier claims that the bomber was a child. Iran's foreign ministry announced Monday that for now, Russia will no longer be using one of its bases for airstrikes in Syria. There was no immediate response from Russia. Earlier, Iran's defense minister criticized Russia as, in his words, showing off and trying to show they are a superpower. Meanwhile, the United Nations aid chief said Monday, the situation in Syria represents the greatest humanitarian crisis of our time.
It is a chilling thought that these actions and the levels of sufferings have been tolerated with only limited international interference. So when hospital attacks have become the new normal, when medieval sieges of entire cities and neighborhoods have become a lasting reality for hundreds of thousands of people, this council cannot look the other way.
United Nations Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, Stephen O'Brien. The leaders of Italy, France, and Germany say Britain's exit from the European Union will not kill the bloc.
Molti pensavano che dopo la Brexit l'Europa fosse
Italian Premier Matteo Renzi said the leaders respect the British people's choice but want to write a future chapter for the EU. Mr. Renzi, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and French President François Hollande met Monday aboard an aircraft carrier anchored off the Italian island of Ventotene, and promised to strengthen the European project. This is VOA News. Former French leader Nicolas Sarkozy says he wants his old job back. He announced Monday that he will seek the presidency of France in the next election under the banner of his center-right party, the Republicans. Libya's internationally recognized parliament Monday voted no confidence in a UN-backed unity government. Lawmakers gave the prime minister-designate a 10-day deadline to come up with a new lineup. Backers of the unity government dismissed the move as unconstitutional, but Monday's vote is seen as a blow to efforts to end Libya's political chaos. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has called for the deployment of a protection force to help stabilize South Sudan.
This is not an intervention force. This is a protection force with a very clear mandate to be able to protect people for their access, their freedom of movement, and their ability to remain free from attack or ambush from any source.
Kerry met Monday with Kenya's president, Uhuru Kenyatta, as well as foreign ministers from Kenya, Uganda, Sudan, Somalia, and South Sudan. They met in Nairobi. South Africa's main opposition party Monday won control of the local government in the city of Johannesburg. The ruling ANC party lost control of the economic hub for the first time since the end of apartheid. A Malian jihadist has pleaded guilty to destroying historic monuments in Timbuktu in the International Criminal Court's first-ever cultural war crimes trial. Lisa Bryant reports.
The trial at the International Criminal Court of Islamist Ahmad al-Faqi al-Mahdi is expected to last only a few days. That's because al-Mahdi has accepted the charges against him, directing 2002 attacks against 9 mausoleums and a mosque in the ancient Malian city of Timbuktu. Pleading guilty and reading out a statement at the trial's opening, he said he had been influenced by deviant groups. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Zambian authorities have suspended the licenses of one of the country's main private television stations and 2 radio stations. The authorities say the behavior of the stations during the recent presidential election posed a risk to the peace and stability of the country. The now suspended TV station ran news stories critical of supporters of the ruling Patriotic Front Party. The opposition is accusing the government of trying to stifle media freedom. Hundreds of Nigerian protesters marched on Monday to the presidential villa in the capital, Abuja. They are demanding that the government do more to rescue more than 200 girls kidnapped in 2014. Looking at markets briefly on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mixed at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.